This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And got about an hour left in the show. And like I said, we'll be here for that hour to answer as many of the gardening questions as you have. It's starting to rain here where I am, so the storm is upon us a little bit. So we'll definitely be feeling the effects of, it's a tropical storm now, but that doesn't mean that, it's not gonna do some damage. So hopefully everybody stays safe out there with this storm. You can see I look at the radar, you can see the turning of the tropical storm, hurricane, if you will. And that's really going to come through this area. Hit the Cape pretty good. Hit Rhode Island, Connecticut, and push through. So stay safe out there. Hopefully we don't get too much damage on our trees and shrubs. But like I said, if we do, let's think about being proactive and taking care of them, pulling them back up if you newly planted fall over, pruning some of the damage, and not waiting. So let's think about those things. And we do have a couple calls on the line, so I wanted to get right to those. So Nathan, who's up next?
John is in New Hampshire.
John, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, and long time listener and first time caller.
Oh, great! Thank you.
Yes, I love your program, and I love that intro music you play. I sing that a lot to myself. I have some blueberry bushes, and I really have been neglecting them. I haven't been doing a lot to them. I've pretty much let nature take over. And yep. I'm wondering, this summer, or the first time, I've had a relatively small but good crop of blueberries. Is there something that I can do this fall to encourage the bushes to produce more and develop and get a lot healthier than they are?
Definitely something you can be doing at this point in time. One thing that I'd like to suggest is, using some like soil acidifier, because blueberries love acidic soil. With the acidic soil, they're going to produce more for you. They're going to be a stronger plant. So I would definitely recommend using soil acidifier, and you can use that today. You can put that down now or next week. Anytime is going to help it for next spring. And then I'd want you to use the same thing again first thing in the spring to just give it a good start of acidity. That's going to help with the fruit production, the fruit set, etc. What I'd also look to do is this fall, and probably in about like 3 weeks or so, 2 or 3 weeks, use like a holy tone on those blueberries. The Hollytone is an acidic type fertilizer, but what I'd want you to use it is at half the rate that you would normally use a Hollytone in the spring. And it'll say right on the back of the package, whatever it says to use for spring, just cut it in half. And that's going to give it a fertilizer to help overwinter and help with the root development. Another thing you can look at doing is there's a product out there from Natural Alternative called Protolizer. That Protolizer would work together with the fertilizer you're using, help develop a stronger root system, help develop longer-term effects for the better. Because it's a beneficial microbe that attacks that root system and builds that root system a little bit stronger so that, you know, if you think about a root system, you're thinking just like it's just going to go out. It's those little hairs on the roots is what we're looking to grow on the roots to get more fertilizer and water and everything easier. And Protolizer helps make that happen. So that's why it's something we suggest so often.
Thank you.
Well,
yes. And should I be doing any pruning to the bushes? Not, they're not very big. They were given to me as a gift a few years ago, and I just planted them and prayed that I got it right. And but they seem to be growing every year. And this year, like I said, I had a good small crop of blueberries.
So, blueberries should be pruned in the spring. So late winter, early spring is when they should be pruned first, okay? Because on blueberries, they take, they'll flower to produce the fruit on some of the newer growth, right? So first thing in the spring, we want to remove dead branches or damaged branches. You'll be able to tell because they'll snap easily, or you know they aren't looking so great. So by getting rid of just the dead and the damage, that's going to help allow the rest of the plant to fill out more and get thicker for you, more blueberry production. You want to get rid of some of the older stems after a number of years, right? So if you were to take a look at a blueberry bush at the beginning of the season, early, you would just see just sticks, obviously. It's the older branches are going to be more woody structure than the newer branches. Those are going to have almost like a red tinge to it in the spring, early spring. And you're going to thin it out a little bit. Get rid of some of the older branching, the overgrown, and allow some of those more red branches to stay. If you were to go online and take a look at blueberry pruning and take a look at it like a before and after photo, I mean, you're going to, the before, you're going to look at it and it's going to be full. And then the after, you're going to be like, all right, there's nothing there. But then later on in the season, that's when you're going to get the production and you're going to forget all about, you know, the pruning that you did. Because you're going to think that you over pruned when in fact you really didn't.
Well,
okay.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for your help.
No problem. You have a great rest of your day, John.
You too. Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We do have a call on the line, so Nathan, who's up next?
Rich is in Tingsboro, Mass.
Rich, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick. About a year ago, I planted strawberries. Purchased it at a local plant establishment. So these were good strawberry plants, and they produced a few strawberries last year. This year they produced quite a few, but they tasted very bad. They tasted worse than strawberries you buy in the wintertime from a grocery store.
Yeah.
There was just no flavor to them. I'm just wondering, is it because of the pH of my soil? The pH, I called you before on this, the pH is 7.4. And I applied three applications of the Jonathan Green product that you had recommended, and it didn't seem to help the strawberries at all. The rest of the garden's doing well.
Okay.
Is it just the variety of strawberries we happen to buy?
I don't think so. So some of the, excuse me, sometimes with it, usually what happens is when they're like a bitter taste to them, it's because the weather is extremely hot. They'll have a little bit more bitter taste to them. The other thing is at the same time when the weather is cool and rainy throughout May, June, and into July, which we had, they're not as sweet as normal. Right. So the wet weather doesn't help by any means. The pH level is still, so when, after you put everything down, did you get the pH level from there?
The pH was tested a year ago.
Okay. Here's what I want to...
your Mass Extension.
Okay. So here's what I want to do. I want you to hang tight with me because I'm about to hit a break, and we could just start talking, then I'll miss the break completely.
Sure.
So hang tight for me. When we get back, we'll go more into what we can do for next year's crop to help out. So hang tight. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Aspoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Aspoma.
Even on Saturday, Dram watering tools are hard at work. For over 60 years, the quality and durability of Dram has been the professional's choice. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns with the revolver spray gun. Use a Colorstorm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality and durability you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at fine garden centers throughout the Northeast.
Would you like to breathe in freedom wherever you go? Now you can with the Amulet Shield. Based on space-age technology, the Amulet Shield emits positive ions and surrounds you with a forest-fresh scent wherever you go. Roaming big box stores, riding stuffy elevators, or waiting in long lines, the Amulet Shield hangs around your neck and runs 24 hours when fully charged. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Find the Amulet Shield at ProjectPillowTalk.com or call 877-289-7439. No. The Amulet Shield will not kill, cure, or heal anything except fear of not being able to breathe in freedom. So call or click today, ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. That's ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Currently established federal laws that govern dietary supplements do not allow us to diagnose or treat any medical condition.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Traders, listen up. As life in America starts to return to normal, are you looking for the best trading opportunities? With the current real estate market, the rise of crypto, and the volatility of tech stocks, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to learn how our technology analyzes over 1 million data points per day. Text the word money to 813-813 so you can learn how to predict market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Whether you're trading stocks, options, Forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how to maximize your gains. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 to learn how to use the volatility to your advantage. Don't wait. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 now.
By texting in, you consent to receive calls, voice, and text messages using automated technology regarding offers by or on behalf of Vantage Point.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Again, 855-660-4261. And before the break, we were talking with Rich in regards to strawberries, and they're not very sweet. They're a little bit, they're just not tasting good. So, yeah, we talked about, the pH level is acidic. And that's going to most likely be the issue, but I think that the season we had also had these issues.
The pH is 7.4.
Well, and that was a year ago, right?
And the year before that was 7.1.
Okay. So what I would also like for you to add is use a product called Soil Acidifier. You can use that today, any day. Right now for you, because they will do better for you in slightly acidic soils. That product that I was talking about from Jonathan Green, Love Your Soil,
right,
is supposed to help break up some of that and bring everything down.
Right.
And it can take some time to do it, but I think let's go with the Soil Acidifier to make it more acidic. You're only looking for slightly acidic, so probably we're looking to drop it a full point here.
Right.
So that Soil Acidifier can be used multiple times in a season in 60-day intervals. So you could do it now, right? And then you might be able to do it if the ground's still, not frozen at the end of October for next season as well, and then do it again in the spring. And I bet you that'll help. Because they do want a slightly acidic soils to really do that. The other thing is, making sure you have enough compost in the area around it.
Definitely.
So, I think the biggest thing here is just getting the pH down. That's where it's, everything else seems to be in the right aspect. I mean, I think the weather this year was just too funky anyways, and that could have affected it as well. But the pH level would be something to look at. And I would almost get one of those, just like a soil pH meters where you can put into the soil around it and see if it's gone down a little bit. But we're looking to have like a 5.9, 6.0 area.
I will shoot for that. Speaking about acidifiers and so forth. I have a lot of creeping Charlie in my lawn, and I heard that vinegar could be used to control it. I tried a very, very light mist of that, and yes, it did, but it affected the grass as well. Do you have any suggestions for treating creeping Charlie?
I would think you want to do more like an organic type, right?
Yes.
So if you use the product from Boni called Burnout,
mm-hmm.
Burnout actually, it's kind of the same. It's not a vinegar, it's but it will do the same things that you're looking to do. So I would look at using that. It uses the sun to help burn the plant, right? So it breaks down the outer coating of the leaves of the weed, and then will dehydrate the plant and get rid of it. The other thing that's probably happening, and it could be happening, is the lawn might be a little more acidic. If you could switch, the strawberries in the lawn, maybe we would be all right. But the idea is if the lawn is acidic, you're more likely to have weeds growing in there because weeds don't need great conditions. So it's about getting rid of them, but also taking care of the lawn by adding lime to the lawn to bring that pH level up.
Right.
So, but I think the Burnout product is a good one. Again, you need the sun to be out. So once the storms have gone by, it's dried out a little bit because mm-hmm. it just breaks off that outer coating. Then the sun does the work and dehydrates it for you, and it won't hurt the lawn.
Sounds good.
All right, Rich.
I'll try them both.
Good luck and have a great rest of your day.
You too. Stay healthy. Bye.
You too. Bye-bye. All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we got about a half hour left in the show. We're going to take a break here when we get back. We'll go right back into the phone lines. Just don't want to bring anybody on and then cut them right off to hit the break. So we're going to take that break now. But if you want to call, 855-660-4261. We'll take a break. We'll be back in a few moments.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist. How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew. BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash. And all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
USA Radio News. I'm Brad Bernards. ABC's Martha Raddatz interviewed Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin on This Week. He says we're going to look at every way to evacuate Afghanistan.
And that most capable military in the world is going to make sure that that airfield remains secure and safe. We're going to look at every way, every means possible to get American citizens, third country nationals, special immigrant visa applicants into the airfield.
Bipartisan lawmakers with military backgrounds on Friday took part in a roundtable to discuss the situation in Afghanistan, urging the White House to extend their evacuation efforts beyond the Kabul airport, while arguing the August 31st deadline was helping fuel the chaos on the ground. The president faces growing criticism amid a flurry of reports and images of pandemonium and occasional violence outside Kabul airport. This is USA Radio News.
Multiple House Democratic centrists have fielded calls from their caucus's campaign arm that they took as a warning they would be cut off financially if they opposed the party's $3.5 trillion budget framework, according to two people familiar with the conversations. Nearly a dozen members are demanding to first vote on the Senate-passed infrastructure bill. A Colorado black father delivered a stirring speech denouncing critical race theory during a school board meeting last week. Derek Wilburn stole the show and garnered a standing ovation from other parents.
I'm neither oppressed nor a victim. I travel all across this country of ours. And I check into hotels, and I fly commercially, and I walk into retail establishments, and I order food in restaurants. I go wherever I want, whenever I want. I am treated with kindness, dignity, and respect.
After the rousing monologue, the board members voted to ban critical race theory in the school district. This is USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And we do have a call on the line, so I'm going to get right back into the lines. Nathan, who's up next?
My computer restarted, so we've got someone. I'm just going to put them on air here, and you can ask out loud who it is.
All right. Good morning. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Who are we talking with, and how can we help you?
Good morning. It's Peter from New Hampshire.
All right.
Good morning to you, Patrick.
Good morning.
I've got a Japanese maple that we're trying to save. I made the mistake of trimming it last year during the drought, and then we never got any rain, and I think that caused a lot of damage. This spring there was a lot of damage, so I'm assuming it's because of the mistake I made in trimming it. And we've been trying to bring it back, and I got some fertilizer. I talked with Victoria about it. She's very nice, by the way. And she told me how to use it, and I can't quite remember what she said. Like, I've been pouring it by the drip line, but I can't remember if it's something that I should be pouring from the trunk out to the drip line or just at the drip line, you know, like every couple weeks.
So you'd be wanting to do it at the drip line.
Well, good. I'm doing the right thing then.
Yeah. Okay. So the reason behind that is that's where the feeder roots are.
Yeah.
Right? That's where the roots are getting the most nutrients, et cetera. So that's definitely, you're doing the right thing there.
Oh, good. All right, good. I was wondering about that. Every time I do it, I was thinking to myself, geez, I can't remember what she said. Am I hitting it in the right spot exactly? And I thought I'd give you a call. The other thing is, you know, we've got a lot of weeds and crabgrass, too. And I've got some bone-eyed weed beater. I think it's either Plus or Ultra. I think it's Plus that's sitting around, and we actually still have a water ban where I am, believe it or not. So as soon as that's up, I wanted to use, which I'm assuming they're going to lift the water ban pretty soon around here. I want to use the weed beater to knock out the weeds and the crabgrass. it wasn't really clear on the bottle how long I have to wait until after I use the weed beater where I can seed. I think it's something about sprigs and sod, but I want to know if I put actual, you know, just grass seed down. Like, when can I do that after I use the weed beater? Is it just a couple of weeks, or do I have to wait a month, or what?
So usually it's about 14 days. What I'm going to do here is, while we're talking, I'm going to pull the label up myself so I can just take a look at it.
Okay.
A lot of times it is about 14 days after spraying.
Mm-hmm. I had an old bottle, and I think some of the labeling was torn off, but it, just from what I could read off of it, or what I could pick up, it talked about sprigs and sodding, it could have been 14 days after that, but I wasn't sure if it's the same for, if you just put down ordinary grass seed.
Yeah, so basically what they're saying on the back of the label here, so I have the label pulled up. For newly seeded lawn, do not apply until after the third mowing, approximately 6 weeks after seed emerges. So it's basically the after effects is what they're talking about here, is after you've sodded or seeded, etc.
And I'm kind of working it from the opposite.
Yeah, you're going, definitely. What I would do is, because this, so the Weed Beater Plus is a, it needs to hit the broadleaf weeds.
Right.
It needs to be on the leaf of, or the blade of the weed.
Right.
And so new seeding doesn't have those blades yet. So this, what I would look to do for this is wait, spray it.
Mm-hmm.
Wait about 3 weeks.
Okay. Yeah.
Put the seed down, because I'm kind of looking at this. The way I'm reading it is, new seeded lawns do not apply until after third mowing, approximately 6 weeks after seeding emerges. So, some grass seed can take 14 to 21 days. So if we spray it, wait 3 weeks, and then 14 to 21 days, it's like 6 weeks there. And by the time, if you needed to spray it again, which wouldn't be probably at this point until next year, but say if it was earlier, it would be that it would be 6 weeks emerged and you would be okay. So I'd wait about 3 weeks after spraying it.
Okay.
Okay.
Right. Yeah, that sounds good. It gives me, I think it'll work out well. I mean, we can, we're in New Hampshire, and if I put grass seed down, I guess in about mid of September, it still has time to grow.
This is a good time to be putting seed down anyways. With the cooler temperatures at night, it allows it really to focus on that root system versus, trying to push new blades of grass out. I mean, obviously, it's going to push those new blades of grass out for you, but it's going to focus more on the root system for the longer-term effects, not just the instant green, that when it starts growing. It's going to be the long-term effects this way.
Yeah, yeah, okay. That's great. Actually, I just thought of one other thing very quickly.
Sure.
The protolizer, how late in the season can I keep putting that down? Do I put it down well into the fall, into November, or do I call it quits in, at the end of September, October, and then kick in again in April?
I would continue to do it until the ground freezes.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, great. All right. Thanks a lot, Patrick. Thanks for everything. And enjoy your Sunday. Take care.
Thanks. You as well, Peter. Have a great one.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Yep. Bye-bye.
All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And, we're starting to get some rain here, starting to feel some of the hurricane effects, if you will, and getting to us. So we're definitely getting parts of it. I know the Cape are getting a little bit worse than where I am, so that's okay by me. But at the same time, hopefully everybody can stay safe out there while we have this hurricane here. So if you have some questions, we got a little bit of time left. You can call us at 855-660-4261. And again, that number is 855-660-4261. We've talked about it a number of times today, but fall is a great time for planting. Putting grass seed down helps a lot, too. So let's think about those things. We're going to take another call here. Nathan, who's up next?
Johnny's on the Cape, and he has a question about grass seed.
All right, Johnny, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Mr. Pat.
Good morning.
Hey, you guys was talking about a grass seed that doesn't grow fast, doesn't need water. I can't remember the name of it to save my life from last spring or something. What's the name of that grass seed?
So there is a grass seed that doesn't take as much water long term once it's started to be established. That product is the Pearls Premium grass seed. Another grass seed that I think does really close to the same thing would be the Jonathan Green Black Beauty grass seed. That's a good one as well, where that will definitely last some time for your lawn and get deeper root system. You won't have to water as much once it's established, that type of thing.
Well, I don't water, period. That's the point.
Oh, well, it still has to get...
Man, I'm on a sandbar in the Atlantic Ocean. It either grows or dies.
Yeah. The problem is like with a lot of these grass seeds that you put down, you have to get it established for it to really do its thing, right?
Right, that's I understand.
That's the downfall. Like even with, you know, the Pearls Premium grass seed, their claim to fame is less water and less mowing, right? But the idea behind it is if you read the fine print, it's after it's established. Because of the fact that it needs to be able to grow.
Yeah, I was a cemetery specialist years back. Maintain our folks' yards, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I couldn't remember the name of it, but Jonathan Green, we got a distributor in Moe Beach over here. We got Country Garden, and we have Mahoney's.
Yep, and they both carry them.
Oh, well, that's good. So Jonathan Green, and what'd you call it again, Black Beauty?
Black Beauty is a great seed. I definitely recommend it. And I know at the Osterville store... you'll be able to get it.
Yeah. Yep. Now, put it in a spreader and just fling it, or just get a, like my old grandfather used to do, he'd take a coffee cup, dip in a bag, and just fling it across the yard.
It works better if you use, like, a spreader, just because you'll notice that the way it comes out is in that, how you threw it. It's almost in lines like that. You know, do the best you can. I mean, you don't have to go out there and spend, $1,000 on a spreader. You could buy, they have some hand spreaders out there that are like $20 that you can put in there.
I'll jump and pick them up out of the junk pile.
Well, there you go.
Hey, I'm down on the Cape. Pinch pennies. You get a buffalo.
Yeah, you got to do it, right?
All right, I love your show and I miss your pop, man. My father loved them too. God rest my pop.
Thank you. It was well.
All right, Pat. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye. All right. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. We got another call on the line. Nathan, who's up next?
Ide is in Massachusetts.
Ide, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hello, thank you. We have a big problem in our yard, and the solution might be killing everything else around it. It's a trumpet vine across the back of the yard, and we've been living in since 1974. And if at the beginning it was something to admire because it attracts hummingbirds, but in the last 3 years, things have changed in our yard. We paved half of the yard with paving stones. And the neighbor behind me planted about 5 arborvitae. And now the trumpet vine has gone wild. It's sprouting all through the grass in about 35 to 40 areas every week. We have to go and clip all those sprouts that are coming through our lawn and even through our window wells. So I read one time that in order to kill it, whatever you use would kill everything around it. So I really don't know. It's turning to a monster vine, actually, and I don't know what to do with it.
Well, so one of the things you could do to try and, you know, really beat it back, there's a product out there called Stump and Vine Killer. BK52 is what would be written on the package.
Mm-hmm.
What it does is it not only kills, it'll kill the vine, but if you do it correctly, we can actually kill everything. If you want to hang tight with me on the other side of the break, we'll go over that a little bit more of what we can do to get this to work. So hang tight for me.
Okay.
We're going to take break. When we get back, more information for you. Like I said, we're going to take a break. We'll be back in a few moments.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity, TeamGaday.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
I'm your BioAdvanced Lawn Care Scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Now, before the break, we were talking with the day in regards to the vine that is going all over. I can't think of the name. Trumpet vine. There we go.
Trumpet vine. Yeah.
Yep. The trumpet vine was, you know, it was nice at first, and then it's kind of gone all over the lawn and just taken over. There is a way to do it. If you can find where a lot of it is coming out of the ground, you can cut it back. And then this product out there called Stump and Vine Killer, you can actually purchase in a bottle that has a paintbrush on the top of it. That little paintbrush, you can paint the stem of where you cut it back to into the ground, and it will just kill that plant versus the rest of the lawn. So if you know where, you know, if you can pull a lot of that vine back to a certain area and paint the where you make the cut, you'll be able to kill it that way. If that can't be done, then it's almost like a total killer. Use whatever you can to kill, you know, use you know, product like Cleanup from Bonide, that can take care of, you know, it'll kill everything, unfortunately, but it, maybe that's where you need to go. But if you can find...
it would kill everything in the yard.
Yeah, unfortunately. But if you, if you can find where that stem starts, or at least where the majority of them start, and cut it back to it, and use that brush killer and paint it right on, you could really do some damage in a good way.
Okay. It's called Stumping Vine Killer?
Stump and Vine Killer.
Oh, Stump and Vine. Okay.
Yep, it's from Bonide. Bonide is the company that produces it.
Okay. Thanks for the suggestion. Yes, thank you very much.
It might take a couple of applications. Just realize that, because when you cut something back, it wants to sprout back up, right? You're going to have to, it's going to take a couple applications.
Yes.
Alrighty.
Well, if anything, it can slow it down too, right?
That's you know, at least that's what we can try for, right?
Right. We'll try that then. Thank you. Because the alternative would kill not only what's on all the lilies and beautiful flowers that I have in my yard, but it would affect the neighbors also because it's right on the line.
Yep. So that's why finding where the major plants come from is going to be huge in order to be successful. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You know, kind of follow it back, cut it out, get rid of some of it. I mean, this wouldn't be something I'd put in the your compost pile. I'd try to get rid of it off the property.
Yeah.
You know, some of the branches, that type of thing. I think you'll definitely be successful if you do that.
Okay, thank you very much.
No problem.
I really appreciate it. I really enjoy your program every Sunday. Thank you.
Have a great rest of your day.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right, here we got about less than a minute. We got a minute and a half left of the show. So we'll wrap it up. Stay safe, everybody, out there with the hurricane coming. We're starting to get some of that rain up here. I'm in Tewksbury now. It's starting to really pour up here. You know, it's long-term, the rain is a good thing for what we're looking to do. We want the ground to be able to store up some of this moisture for the years to come because it's inevitable we will get into a drought again, but this will help it, which means we won't need as much snow this year. You know, for those of you who like the snow, I'd rather not have as much. You can have a little bit. But it'll help our plants throughout the winter into next season, and they'll grow stronger because of it. So this definitely is a good thing to have this much, but, you know, I get it. Not in a hurricane form. Let's go with just some passing rain showers instead of a hurricane, or as it is now, a tropical storm. But everybody down in the Cape, in Rhode Island, Connecticut, those areas along the coast, stay safe out there. Hopefully you get through it without an issue. And we'll be here next week to answer all of your gardening questions. And if you need any help with with any storm damage, let us know. We'll try to help you next week of what you can do to help it. Until then, we're going to be off, and we'll hope to return, like I said, next week. Till next week, get out there, guys. Plant something after the storm. Be good to each other, and do what you can to stay safe as we continue to navigate these pandemic waters. Till next week, have a great one. We'll see you.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.